She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
All right, so years ago, I think in 2004, my first book was published. It's called Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. Now, if you want to get it, you can just go to my website, which is drhollylucille.com. That's drhollylucille.com, because I know that is a lot to remember. But here's why I ended up with such a long title. I was so passionate about hormone balancing and the idea that I thought we should restore function first instead of just talking about simply replacing it. Because at the time, this big study was released, or it was halted actually. It was the Women's Health Initiative. And they were in that study looking at a couple different things, but for the most part, one of the big elements was about Premarin, which is a very common hormone replacement therapy. And there's a big history there, and we'll talk about that sometime. So you got to keep tuning in, because the history of hormone replacement therapy is very interesting. But I was like, hey, you know, there are so many things that we need to understand as a naturopathic doctor. I always want to identify and treat the cause that's causing, you know, really severe symptoms in a normal life transition. Normal hormonal transitions, right? So even through ovulation, through having your period menstruation, inability to get pregnant, I would say, another one. And I was like, hey, what is going on with the female physiology? Because also there was, you know, younger women coming into my office having menopausal-like symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, the fat gain right around the middle area, the top of the thighs, sleeplessness, you name it. And then ovarian cysts, uterine fibroids. And I was just like, I have got to help figure out what's going on, or at least understand myself. And that's how I wrote the book. But what I came down to understand is that it's all about estrogen dominance. And what the heck is that? All right. So estrogen, here's the deal. All hormones deliver messages, and estrogen's message is to tell cells to grow and proliferate. And that is awesome when estrogen is hard at work, when a young girl goes through puberty, which, by the way, is happening 2 years earlier than it did 20 years ago. We got to think about that, because, you know, it's stimulating breast buds, et cetera. And then it also is hard at work in the first half of your menstrual cycle. So that's when you start menstruating, and then through ovulation. So it's hard at work getting the uterine lining all plumped up for implantation. So it's telling those cells to grow and proliferate. But guess what? When estrogen becomes basically out of balance with progesterone and other hormones, and it's dominant, then we need to worry. Because I got to tell you something, it has been linked to a decrease in libido and fatigue and fibrocystic breasts and headaches and infertility and irritability and fat gain and cancer, okay? Endometriosis, uterine fibroids, PMS symptoms. And so having that balance is really, really important, okay? Because when there is an excess of any hormone in relation to the whole intricate system, we call the endocrine system, okay? That's our hormone system, an overall imbalance develops. And I got to tell you, health problems arise. I see it all the time. So when there's too much estrogen and not enough progesterone to counter its effect, the situation is called estrogen dominance. It's a multifactorial situation. That means that it's not just one thing that's happening for each individual. There's quite a few things that might have been going on. It's caused by such things as exposure to excess environmental xenoestrogens, all right? Use of synthetic estrogens, such as the birth control pill and hormone replacement therapies. And ovulation, that means that you're not ovulating. Sometimes we get so adrenally dysregulated, our thyroid starts to underfunction, and we can't ovulate. So that's a lack of ovulation during the menstrual cycle. And it's not uncommon among women that are over 35. Also digestion issues, okay, which tax the estrogen detoxification process in the liver, so we can't get rid of our spent estrogen. Unrelenting chronic stress, unresolved emotional issues, poor diet, and also a negative lifestyle factors, such as alcohol use and smoking. Now, as I said, estrogen dominance specifically has been linked to a wide range of conditions: PMS, uterine fibroids, endometriosis, allergies, believe it or not, fibrocystic breast, headaches because your blood gets a little bit viscous, all right? And in addition, numerous studies demonstrate excess estrogen can cause breast cancer, it can cause uterine cancer and ovarian cancers, cervical dysplasia as well, and even contribute to menopausal symptoms. So it is so important to understand how our contemporary lifestyles can really, you know, start to kind of just lead to this estrogen dominant situation. The prevalence of those xenoestrogens in our environment, I mean, let's talk about them: plastics, pesticides, car exhaust, soaps, emulsifiers, household cleaning products, health and beauty aids. You know, one of the things that I always say is we got to be able to be aware of these things so we can be aware and then increase our awareness and reduce our exposure on a daily basis, because quite honestly, it's not like it's a big Chernobyl, you know, effect, or I'll date myself, Silkwood exposure for these xenoestrogens, or they're called endocrine disruptors. It's that it's every single day on a low level that creates accumulation over time. All right. So here's a really important point that I want to bring up about this whole idea of estrogen dominance. And I'm going to blog about this too, because I think it's really important. The American Cancer Society estimates that 1 in 3 women will develop some type of cancer in her lifetime. Now, breast cancer rates have increased from 1 in 20 in 1960 to 1 in 8 today. Though those rates have slowed since the 1990s, the American Cancer Society says that breast cancer incidence rates have increased lately in not only women older than 50, but guess what? Men too, okay? This is an equal opportunity issue, mostly because of our environmental onslaughts, all right? So among the risks for the list for folks getting breast cancer are long menstrual histories, okay? So early onset of getting menses and late menopause, the use of oral contraceptives and postmenopausal estrogens and progestins. These risk factors increase the lifetime exposure to estrogen, if you think about it, all right? And quite honestly, the connection between estrogen and certain cancers are very, very clear. And it's really quite important to do the following things, to do as much as we can to reduce exposure and decrease estrogen dominance in our bodies and sort of just in our lives, all right? I think that, first of all, having a healthy detoxification system on board is important. And so anything you can do on a daily basis to help get things out, stay plant strong, stay nutrient dense. Epsom salt baths are great to pull things out, dry skin brushing, easy everyday things. Eat a diet that's full of organic whole foods and fiber, and get at least 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables in each day. Identify and decrease any unrelenting chronic stresses, and support your adrenal and your thyroid glands with proper rest and supplementation. And you can always look at seeing a naturopathic doctor like me by going to www.naturopathic.org. That's N-A-T-U-R-O-P-A-T-H-I-C. You can actually click on a function there called Find a Doctor, put in your zip code, and guess what? All of the licensed naturopathic doctors will come up. Also, things to think about is, certainly, like I said, decrease your exposure to xenoestrogens by wearing and using safe products free of hormone disruptors such as parabens and phthalates. There's a lovely book called Our Stolen Future. Theo Colburn actually wrote it, and it's all about our endocrine disruptors. And so once again, we increase awareness, you decrease toxicity by decreasing exposure. Great website too, www.ewg.org, for further reading. That's Environmental Working Group. And then it's so important to decrease your use of alcohol. And if you smoke, please stop. These things will all help continue to decrease your exposure to xenoestrogens and also help rid your body of the estrogens that you actually do have, especially if you're on the oral contraceptive and or taking hormone therapies. Because we're just trying to help you stay well here on Radio MD. So we want a balance of estrogen, okay? No dominance, no excess, no deficiencies. It's just a balance. We want a balance of everything. It's so good when things are balanced. Our essential fatty acids, our hormone system, our cholesterols. It's all about balance, all right? I am Dr. Holly Lucille. You're listening to RadioMD.com. Thank you so much for listening.